Philippides sits and calls on Physignatus, attorney for the plaintiff Struthion. Physignatus smiles winningly. Fellow citizens, never before have I felt the joy, the joy of being a citizen of Abdera more keenly than today. In no other city, state, be it Thebes, Sparta, even Athens, would the devotion to freedom and the excellence of public institutions reach the point where the highest court of the land occupies itself with a case of seeming insignificance. This shows that the smaller rights, the most ephemeral claims of our citizens are sacrosanct. General applause. Encouraged, Physignatus continues, here we have a doctor, a dentist, a chiropodist, a gynecologist, a lover of mankind, who travels as a public service from Abdera to Gerania in the heat of the day, paying out of his own pocket 1 drachma to pay for a donkey. The sun beats on his head, sucks the blood from his veins, the marrow from his bones. His tongue cleaves to the roof of his mouth. His swollen eyes search for shade in vain. With his last strength, he slides into the shadow of his rented donkey. Ah, at last relief. But wait, his sufferings are not over. The owner of the donkey refuses to allow this benefactor of humanity to make use of the donkey's shadow, even for a brief moment of respite. One can hardly admit that such a monster can exist in our midst. Yet there he stands in all his brazen impudence. The shadow party threatens to boil over. Shame, shame, it cries. Physignatus ends his speech by asking that the case against his client be dismissed and that he be compensated for mental anguish, sunburn, and all the usual causes of discomfort or loss of salary. Philippides calls Polyphonus to the platform. Polyphonus employs no visible rhetorical tricks or exaggerations. He's casual to a point of negligence. Your Honor, he says, I will be brief. I don't claim that Anthrax was right in his attitude, merely that he was less wrong than Struthion. Of course, my client acted thoughtlessly in demanding payment for a donkey's shadow, but what can you expect from a man whose only source of income is a donkey, and whose mentality is inevitably influenced by his permanent proximity to this particular animal? In fact, he no doubt finds communication with the donkey easier than his intercourse with his clients. A sense of outrage begins to develop among the donkey partisans. Cries of, whose side is he on, are heard, and there is clapping from the shadow fraction. But, Polyphonus went on, if Dr. Struthion is indeed the humanist and public benefactor you pretend him to be, an educated man of superior sensibility, would he not have thrown my client a coin out of the thousands he has earned with his syrups and extractions in exchange for a few moments in the donkey's shadow? Did he do so? No, he did not. He descended to the intellectual level of the donkey's owner and brought this vulgar brawl to the attention of the highest religious and legal authorities of the land. As the better schooled and better read of the plaintiffs, he must bear full responsibility for the dimensions which this absurd litigation has acquired. The two factions were back at each other's throats again until Philippides succeeded in reestablishing control with his gavel. We will now introduce Exhibit 1 into the trial. Exhibit 1? Exhibit 1? Ah, It's the donkey in question. Yeah. Oh, the donkey. Here it comes. The heroic donkey. Hey, we've not heard from the donkey yet. Were some of the cries. Very carefully, it was brought in on a tray. Silence fell. It was just skin, one or two bones, an ear. A great howl rose from Antrax. My donkey, the only one who understood me. His wife and daughter hid their faces. Struthion said soberly, in my capacity as physician and standby coroner, I proclaim the donkey and its shadow are dead of starvation. Owing to the negligence of the court, cried Kentaterion, looking for trouble. Strolicus, in his frog headdress, looks heavenward. A higher power has put an end to the lawsuit. Two higher powers and a bit of mortal carelessness, admonished Agathyrsos. And who will pay for all this? Asked Physignatus. The public, as always, replied Philippides wisely. It's a fitting subject for a tragedy. Kentaterion broke into the sudden sadness of the people. The cobbler's union suggests that a monument to the dead donkey be erected without delay. There is applause. Antrax cried out. How will a monument repay me for my loss? Agathyrsos replies. You will get from my private stables 3 overfed donkeys on condition you never charge for their shadow again. And so all falls back into place, Philippides said. The monument will remind us all that it sometimes takes no more than a shadow to disrupt a great and flourishing republic and the rule of law. Those left in the square regrouped for the finale.